This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has always played a role of first responder to Maldives. After holding a delegation-level talk with President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu, today, Prime Minister Modi in a joint press statement said Maldives also has an important place in our neighbourhood first policy and Sagar vision. Both leaders have virtually inaugurated the runway of Hani Madhu International Airport in Maldives. RuPay card payments have also been introduced in Maldives as both witnessed the first such transaction. Meanwhile, several memorandum of understanding were also signed between the two nations, including in the area of combating corruption, judiciary and youth and sports. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government is working to improve the farming culture in the country. He said this after attending a meeting with the farmers and their union in New Delhi on Monday. The minister has reiterated that this government has taken many decisions for the sake of farmers, like the Krishi Vikas Yojana and Fasal Bima Yojana. Meanwhile, speaking to Akashvani, chairman of Bharatiya Kisan Union, Delhi, Satish Lambardar said that the minister has heard about every detail that the farmers raised and assured them of finding solutions. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that India's health system embraces a whole-of-government and whole-of-society approach to achieve universal health coverage with emphasis on strengthening primary health care and essential services. Addressing the 77th session of the World Health Organization Southeast Asia region, the minister said that the government's Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has covered over 120 million families and provided an annual hospitalization benefit of $6,000 per family. Meanwhile, Mr. Nadda has been elected as the chairperson of the 77th session of the WHO Southeast Asia Regional Committee. Australian High Commissioner to India, Mr. Philip Green, called on State Governor, retired Lieutenant General Kethi Parnaik at Raj Bhavan in Itanagar today. They discussed on entrepreneurship, skill development, technology, mineral exploration, hydropower, tourism and bilateral venture avenues. The Governor emphasized on the capacity of the youth of the state in entrepreneurship, skill development and technology sectors through exchange programs. The governor also highlighted the state's huge scope for research, anthropology studies and flora and fauna, as the state is culturally rich with traditional heritages of indigenous tribal communities. Meanwhile, the governor also discussed on the mineral potential of the state and suggested that it could be potentially considered as a matter for cooperation. Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday met Mr. Philip Green, the Australian High Commissioner of India to India, and his delegation, Mr. Hugh Boylan, Consul General in Kolkata, and Ms. Harriet White, Vice Consul in Bengaluru. They held a discussion where Chief Minister Pema Khandu highlighted on the importance of bringing in highly trained professionals to equip Arunachali youth with the skills required to compete globally. He further advocated for collaboration with Australian experts to develop a cadre of skilled trainers, ensuring long-term and sustainable development for the region. Meanwhile, Mr. Green has assured for a joint collaboration between Australia and Arunachal Pradesh in skill development. India Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over east, northeast and south peninsular regions of the country during the next 5 to 6 days. The IMD has predicted heavy rainfall in Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 5 days. Ancient language Pali, which has been conferred classical language status by the Government of India, along with 4 other languages after the Union Cabinet has approved it on 3rd of this month. This recognition will enable the government to develop and implement various plans to promote, preserve and revive its linguistic heritage. An awareness program as a part of National Wildlife Week was organized by Along Forest Division at Tadin Village in West Siang District yesterday. In his address, State Law and Allied Minister Kento Jine appreciated the Forest Department and Migo Lengo Boner Bomber Society for initiating the wildlife awareness campaign in the district. The minister also stressed on sustainable development and urged all civil societies and NGOs to support the Forest Department to create awareness among the villagers. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.